2 days on the hot weather. It was very freezing. And our only aim is how to reach Krishna consciousness. The Vaishnava's business is Paradukkha-dukkhi. Para means others, and Dukkha means unhappiness. The Vaishnava personally has no unhappiness, because Vaishnava is under the protection of Krishna. So there is no question of unhappiness for a Vaishnava. But Vaishnava is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. That is the definition of Vaishnava. Panchakalpapurabhastra kripasindu bhaira udhitananam pavane ho Vaishnava yukone. Vaishnava is paradukkha-dukkhi. Practically, every person, 99.9%, they are under the impression that I am the body. This conception of life is animal consciousness. The dog is thinking, I am this body. The cat is thinking, I am this body. But actually, we are not this body. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. So, especially at the modern age, people are thinking like that, and they are unhappy. They don't believe in the next life. Although practically we see, every moment you are changing body. On the whole, lokasya ajanata, they do not know what is the value of life. This is the position. Anartha vasamam shakshat bhakti yogam madakhale lokasya ajanata vidyan chakri sattva sanya. This is Vyasadeva compiled this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. First part was the anarth. Anarth. This body is anarth. Anarth means unnecessary. But we are put into such condition that this, we are busy with the total request. It's like to remain without any dress. That is the original condition. Now you can dress with so many outward coverings. And we spirit soul, we do not require this material dress. But somehow or other, we have got it. This is anartha. Anartha means outward. So, anartha upasamam. How to get out of this unwanted thing? That means is bhakti yoga. Anartha upasamam saksat bhakti yoga. Adukhaji. Lokasya ajanata. People do not know it. They are in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, they say on the Bhagavatam. So read Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, assimilate it and preach in your own language. or repeat whatever there is in the first part. Yesterday I was very much pleased to read the essay by our Polymonda. So, similarly, you also write. Writing means, if you have digested the idea, you can produce in your own words. Sravanam Gita, one who has actually heard attentively, his next business will be how to describe it. Gita. Sravanam Gita. One who has heard nicely from the spiritual master. The next business will be how to chant it, repeat it. That is natural. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasivanam, these are the nine different processes. So, we have published so many books, not that simply for selling to others. We must read on it and digest. I write articles in our Back to Godhead. That is thoughtfulness. Vaishnava, another qualification is that he is a poet. Poet does not mean to write on his big, big poetry without meaning. Poet means one who can write. That is, out of the 26 qualifications, one of the qualifications is every Vaishnava should be expert in writing. That is required. These are the qualifications. And dukkha. Dukkha means very expert. Any business related to Vaishnava, he will be able to do it very nice. There are 26 qualifications. We have to develop this qualification. Vaishnava does not mean idle fools, no. Vaishnava means expert in everything. Whatever Krishna orders, there is. Very good. So, you are very good company and you have got nice plan. So improve your devotional activities and this Hawaii, this place is also very nice. You can walk very nicely and there are many people who are hankering after something spiritual. So, these are the good opportunities. So, be yourself a pure Vaishnava. Pure Vaishnava means Anna Vilasita Sunnam. No more desires. Arna Koriya Mone Aas. Except service of Krishna, there is no other desire. So that service is given by the spiritual master. And the spiritual master approves, yes, your service is ordered. Then Krishna is also pleased. In this way, execute devotional service. Try to do some good to others because they are suffering on account of ignorance. They do not know what is the aim of life, living like animals. So the Vedic mantra is Uttishtata Jagrata Prapta Varandi Bodha. The same Vedic mantra is sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jivi Jago, Jivi Jago. So we have to awaken. We are sleeping under the spell of Maya and forgotten his real identity, and suffering, not only this life, life after life, life. So, Vairupe Brahmanda Bhavite Kono Bhagwati. So, it is our duty to awaken. If he does not awake, that is his misfortune. But our duty is, please, get up, get up, get up, get up. This is our duty. And Louis is very nicely here. He has got very nice friends. And I thank you very much for your kindly visiting me. So I hope I shall again come and see
Come on.